This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In the however many years it's been since cord cutting became a thing and millions of Americans moved to streaming, there have been two very thin threads that have kept the cord from being completely cut and thus have helped cable hang on to its subscribers. News and live sports is the second, but those threads are getting thinner and thinner. CNN's parent company said this week it's going to start streaming some of the news channel shows in real time on Max, which used to be known as HBO Max. And Amazon is said to be in talks with Disney to stream ESPN. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more on the last lingering days of linear TV.
There's a simple reason media companies have kept news and sports channels on cable. It's profitable, says Tim Hanlon, CEO of the media advisory firm Verter Group.
Consumers pay a subscription fee for the channel as well as endure advertising on that channel.
That's two sources of revenue, unlike streaming, which until recently has mostly just relied on subscriptions. But cable viewership is in decline. This summer, for the first time, linear TV, that's cable and broadcast, accounted for less than half of TV use, according to ratings company Nielsen. And subscribers aren't the only thing falling away, says Michael Smith, a professor at Carnegie Mellon.
As the cable audience ages, that's going to impact the sort of people who are willing to put ads up on cable content.
Plus, the star anchors and personalities that have traditionally drawn viewers to cable news don't necessarily need networks anymore, Smith says. Take Tucker Carlson, for example, who Fox News fired earlier this year. He now streams on the platform formerly known as Twitter.
People like Tucker Carlson now have a credible argument that either you give me the money I want or I'm going to go independent third party and I can make enough independent third party that I don't need you anymore.
But as the number of platforms grows, streamers are starting to offer options that look kind of like cable 2.0, says Charlotte Howell, an associate professor of film and television at Boston University.
They're moving towards more bundling and cross-access of even across corporations.
Howell says she's still a cable subscriber because she likes to channel surf.
Because that feeling of landing on speed just as Keanu Reeves is running for the bus and getting that just moment of like, I didn't know that I wanted to watch this movie, but this is just what I needed right now.
And that's something the Netflix or Max algorithm just can't give you. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.